confused about the identity of his son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are not confused in the least about the identity of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They know exactly who he is and they know his description and characteristics as explained in their books. وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ Allah says, but certainly a group from amongst them, from the Ahlul Kitab, لَيَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ They certainly conceal the truth, وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ While they are fully aware of the truth. الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ Allah says, حَقْ is from your Rabb. الْحَقْ, what comes from your Rabb is the truth. That is something that we need to convince ourselves. We can never ever doubt in the injunctions of Sharia. No matter what type of influence there is out there, people out there, and constantly Islam is being bombarded, and they're trying to create doubts within our minds, especially in the minds of the youth. Today you find the youth questioning certain commandments and injunctions of Sharia. Why? Because it defies logic, or because perhaps it defies the Western culture. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muslims, you convince yourself that al-haq, al-haq, the truth, the absolute truth comes from your Rabb. No matter how, no matter what form it comes in, or no matter how it may seem, Allah says it comes from your Rabb. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ Do not ever be from amongst those who are doubtful. Don't ever, ever doubt what comes from your haq, from your Rabb. It is certainly the truth. Coming back to the aspect of the Qibla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِكُلِّنْ وِجْهَةٍ Why are they making such a noise? Why are they raising such objections? And why are they criticizing you because you have changed your Qibla to the Kaaba? وَلِكُلِّنْ وِجْهَةٍ Allah says, every person who belongs to a religion, every one of them has a wijha. A wijha has a direction which he faces. هُوَ مُوَلِّيهَا Which he faces. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ Listen, don't pay attention to the objections and to the criticisms and all the arguments that they are raising with regards to the Qibla. They all have their own Qibla. They all have their own direction which they face when they pray. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ You exert yourself in good deeds. Just ignore the criticism. You carry on with your good deeds. فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ You exert yourself and compete with one another in righteous acts. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا Wherever you shall be, يَأْتِ بِكُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا Allah will bring you all together. That is on the day of Qiyamah. Wherever you may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Certainly Allah is all-powerful and all-able over everything. وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and from wherever you exit, from wherever you come out, from wherever you set forth, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ Then face and direct your face in the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. Now this is the second time Allah is giving us the commandment, correct? Previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ Direct your face in the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. And we spoke about the Qibla over there. Again Allah says here, and from wherever you set forth, direct your face in the direction of al-Masjid al-Haram. So why the repetition? Over there the scholars say that refers to the muqeem, the one who is within his hometown. Even if you are in your hometown, you are living in your locality, you face the direction of Masjid al-Haram. Here Allah says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ If you are on a journey, you have come out of your hometown, then too, wherever you may be, we spoke about a person who's traveling by plane, even if you are on the plane or you are on the ship, wherever you may be, Allah says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ From wherever or wherever you have set forth, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَهَدْ That will be your Qibla. Masjid al-Haram, that direction will be your Qibla. وَإِنَّهُ لَلْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ Again, Allah emphasizes that point that certainly this is indeed the truth that has come to you from your Rabb. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of all that you do. May Allah grant us understanding.